internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Monday, the 28th of July, 2025. It's 16 degrees Celsius this afternoon in Lusaka with wind gusts of 51 kilometers per hour. The headlines. President Hichilema urges Norway to reopen its embassy in Zambia. ZLA cautions against the potential abuse in new land bill. And Cambodia and Thailand begin peace talks as fighting continues.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. President Hage Ndehijilema has appealed to the Norwegian government to consider reopening its embassy in Zambia in order to strengthen diplomatic and economic relations between the two countries. Speaking during a high-level meeting with the Norwegian Minister of Information of International Development, Osmund Aukrust, President Hijilema has noted that Zambia is currently served by the Norwegian embassy based in Malawi, a setup he said does not adequately reflect the depths and potential of Zambia-Norway relations. The president has emphasized that reopening the embassy in Lusaka would reflect the evolving global landscape and reaffirm Norway's commitment to Zambia and the wider region. President Hichilema has also expressed concern over the ongoing global trade war, warning it is undermining economic progress and exacerbating inequality, particularly in developing nations.
It's high time Norway reconsiders, Minister, returning the embassy as opposed from servicing us from Malawi. We love Malawi, but I think given how the world is evolving, I think it's important that Norway, Zambia, and for you to relook at your embassy. The shake-up in the world will require countries like us looking at each other in a different way than we have done in the past.
Meanwhile, Norwegian Minister of International Development, Osmund Aukrust, has underscored the importance of regional cooperation in tackling global trade tensions and mitigating their impact.
War on trade. There is so much uncertainty. But what I'm very certain of is that to face this, we need to have strong partners and friends cross-regional. And we need to strengthen the work that we have together. And we think Zambia is already an excellent partner for us and has been so for decades, and we want to strengthen it even more.
The Zambia Land Alliance, ZLA, says the Lands and Deeds Registry Bill number 13 of 2025, currently under consideration, contains several progressive provisions aimed at strengthening land governance. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole has noted, however, that the bill also has key shortcomings. He said these include inadequate notification procedures and a narrow window of appeals by affected parties. Mr. Musole has warned that without stronger safeguards, the legislation could be vulnerable to abuse, particularly by individuals in positions of authority, potentially leading to widespread exploitation and the erosion of land tenure security.
We believe that this bill provides an opportunity. It actually establishes an administrative recourse to address fraudulent or erroneous land titles. It offers cost-effective dispute resolution alternative to conventional judicial process. Then we also are concerned about the minister's role. Mm-hmm. We all know the minister is a politician.
Yes.
And politicians have political interests. And we feel that placing the politician, the minister, in this process, in the appeal process, may not be the best, because the minister is not a neutral person.
Now, the government has expressed satisfaction with the progress made by China Jiangsu International on the Mansa Airport Runway Upgrade Project. Speaking after touring and inspecting the work done so far, Minister of Transport and Logistics, Frank Tali, said everything is falling in place seeing that the asphalt plant is complete, cement mixer and the concrete mixing are underway, meant to produce material for construction. He said the government is happy that all modalities for the compensation of affected communities are almost finalized. And Luapula Province Minister Nelson Musonda said once the facility is upgraded, the province will see a boost in agriculture and tourism activities. In more news this afternoon, Access Bank Zambia has reaffirmed its commitment to enhancing the overall banking experience for its customers by continuously upgrading its infrastructure and introducing innovative customer-centric products. Speaking at a cocktail engagement for the bank's premium elite customers held on Thursday, Bank Managing Director Lishala Stumbeko said the bank is undertaking a nationwide upgrade of its branches to create a more inviting and efficient banking experience. He said this initiative is complemented by the launch of new offerings, including vehicle financing and mortgage solutions, aimed at broadening customers' opportunities for personal and financial growth. Mr. Stumbeko has also acknowledged recent unexpected service disruptions, describing them as a test of the bank's assistance and its resolve to maintain customer excellence.
Access Bank has recognized that the look and feel in terms of our branches definitely needs to be touched up. And it is the main reason why we're looking at 10 branches at the moment, countrywide, that are being refurbished as we speak. What we're looking forward is the next time we're able to meet like this, we should be meeting in your own home, which Access has designed, built for you purposely to make sure that you're able to interact with the relationship managers in one place, which is meant for you, a lounge that you can be able to relax in over the weekend, and of course do have that little something when it really matters.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The National Union for Small-Scale Farmers in Zambia has urged the government to strategically position the agricultural sector to take full advantage of the opportunities presented by the Lobito Corridor. National Union for Small-Scale Farmers in Zambia Executive Director Iboni Loloji has stressed the need to significantly increase agricultural output in order to tap into the trade and export potential the corridor is expected to unlock. Mr. Loloji has questioned whether Zambia is doing enough to boost productivity and production in anticipation of growing market demand. He has noted that while infrastructure development is progressing, the agricultural sector must not be left behind.
Even as the Lobito Corridor is coming, how are we positioning ourselves as a country in the sector? Are we looking at ways to increase, you know, our productivity, to increase our production? Are we ready, you know, to produce that? Are we ready to satisfy that market? Mind you, a very, very huge market prospect. If we talk of Angola, Angola is also another country, you know, which, you know, for a long time has been importing things like tomato, things like broiler chickens from as far as Brazil, when a neighboring country like Zambia, you know, can produce all those commodities. So the key important thing is that, you know, we need to position ourselves so that even as the demand for this facility, you know, starts, you know, coming up, we should be ready to satisfy that market.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
To Southeast Asia, the leaders of Thailand and Cambodia are holding urgent peace talks in Malaysia as a deadly border dispute stretches into its fifth day. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet called for an immediate ceasefire just hours before the talks, while Thai Prime Minister urged Cambodia to demonstrate a genuine intent to de-escalate tensions. At least 33 people have been killed and thousands displaced since fighting erupted along the contested border on 24th July. The BBC has more on other stories.
The leaders of Thailand and Cambodia are holding peace talks following 5 days of fighting along their disputed border. The meeting, hosted by Malaysia comes after President Trump warned both sides he wouldn't sign a trade deal with either country until a ceasefire had been agreed. Heavy rains have triggered deadly landslides and flooding across northern China. In Hebei province, 4 people were killed and 8 are missing after a landslide in Changda City. Thousands have been evacuated, with emergency teams deployed as record rainfall batters the region. In nearby Shaanxi province, 13 are missing after a bus accident in floodwaters. United Nations Climate Chief Simon